This I believe. Mr. Oscar F. Sewell is the president of WFBL, the Onondaga Radio Broadcasting Corporation in Syracuse, New York. This is a job which encompasses service to the community. Mr. Sewell demonstrates this sense of responsibility not only in his job, but also as an active participant in the civic affairs of his native city. Hear now his beliefs.
I start off with a confession. I wish I always lived up to my own concept of the principles of a good life, but I don't. And I think if the truth were known, few people do. So when I set forth my own beliefs, let no one assume I set myself up as an example of righteous living. But on balance, my life has not only been a full one, and to me an interesting and happy one, it has also been one of considerable service to others. And I feel that in a measure, I have paid rent. If, as Lee Bristol put it, in his This I Believe, service is the rent one pays for his place on earth. I believe the world is made up of a series of opposites. Whether you consider science, politics, or morals, we live in a world of conflicting ideas. Ideas that are positive and ideas that are negative. We have anodes and cathodes, heat and cold. Bravery and fear, security and insecurity, good and evil. Again, on balance, I believe the positive forces outweigh the negative ones. The good outweighs the bad. But constant pulling and hauling, the conflict of opposites, serves to confuse us. The battle of political ideas, whether between conservatism and New Dealism, or between democracy and communism, beclouds the big issues with small details. This same confusion results from the narrow conceptions of various religions and religious sects. The fundamentalist sees no good in the theory of evolution. Each sect feels it has the only true interpretation. As one human being, too often fully absorbed in my own problems, I am prone to forget the wonders of the universe, the tremendous lessons of nature, and join in the debate of details. I sometimes cannot see the forest for the trees. While I have been in close contact with all sorts of people all my life, it was my experience as head of the ration board that brought home to me in full measure people are intrinsically honest, intrinsically loyal, intrinsically true to their own high ideals. Of course, we met up with some chiselers, some who were selfish and put their own ease and comfort over the public weal. But again, on balance, the right overwhelmingly outstripped the wrong. And when I think of the hundreds of volunteer helpers we had who gave unstintingly of their time to keep the wheels turning with a minimum of friction, I know a lot of rent was being paid in the coin of public service. One cannot go through such an experience as this with men and women without a realization that there is some driving force bigger than any material concept of life that pushes mankind toward service to their fellow men, and that such a driving force is a spiritual force, not fully understood perhaps, but which can be broadly defined as God. This I believe.
That was Oscar F. Sewell, president of WFBL in Syracuse, New York, who has observed that the positive forces outweigh the negative in life's balance.